Now we're going to spend a little time exploring kindness, bringing your physical body back to the appropriate posture, with your spine gently straight, a little tuck of the chin to make sure your neck is also straight. You may simply drop your gaze in front of you or allow your eyes to gently close. Just allow your awareness now to settle on the physical sensation of the breath. This may be your belly, your chest, or the sensation of the breath passing through your nostrils. Just allow your awareness to settle there for a few moments. Why do we sometimes struggle to be kind, even to people we love? Is kindness a natural and spontaneous quality, or something that requires effort and attention? What can we do to be more kind? And what about showing kindness to ourselves? Where does that fit in? To be kind is to be friendly, caring, and considerate. It's the building block of our relationships and communities, and has been the key to our survival ever since we were tiny, defenseless babies. Children are often instinctively kind when they see an animal or person who is in pain. Yet, as adults, we are sometimes too busy and too stressed even to notice someone being kind to us. What does kindness mean to you? Bring to mind a moment when you experienced a kindness from someone else. It could be something small, like a smile from a stranger on the bus, or a friendly word when you were feeling down. Whatever it was, take yourself back to that moment. Recall it as vividly as you can. Where were you? Was the other person there in front of you or somewhere else? How did they show kindness to you? Why do you still remember it? How does it make you feel now? Sometimes experiencing a kindness will bring an instant glow and a warm feeling that stays with us long afterwards. But sometimes it's not so simple. It's not always easy to receive a kindness from another person. Kindness can be mixed with emotion, such as feeling undeserving, mistrustful, or simply uncomfortable. One reason for this may be that we have neglected the importance of being kind to ourselves. We are so busy looking after the needs of others, or just busy, that we neglect our own need for kindness and support. Kindness to ourselves, sometimes described as self-compassion, is about being able to extend the same warm feelings to ourselves that we would to a close friend who has suffered a hurt. If we can't be kind to ourselves, how can we be kind to anyone else? It's as if a part of our heart has become frozen. So we start by getting in touch with our own wish to be happy and free from difficulty. Take a gentle breath and consider some of your past and present difficulties and what it might be like to be free from them. Start with physical problems, such as being hot or cold, hungry, tired or stressed, or aches and pains. Then, gently consider the emotional problems you've experienced, such as fear, loneliness, grief, sadness or frustration. Like many people, you've probably had relationship problems, difficulties at work, financial worries, and so on. Gently connect with your wish to be free from all these problems. Where is this wish located in your body? Is it in your heart, your throat? Or can you feel it all the way through you, from the top of your head to the tips of your fingers and toes? May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. May I be at ease. Try and repeat these four phrases together. May I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be healthy, may I be at ease. May I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be healthy, may I be at ease. Let your voice be as warm, kind, and gentle as the words themselves. Repeat the words quietly, pausing between repetitions to deepen the kindness you're extending to yourself. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I be healthy. May I be at ease. Take a moment to observe how this makes you feel. The people around you will also have problems that they wish to be free from. Bring to mind someone you know who is experiencing particular difficulties at the moment. Might be a partner, a child, or family member. Perhaps a work colleague, a friend, or a beloved pet. Visualize that person or animal in front of you and reflect on the physical or mental pain they're experiencing. Be gentle. The goal is to deepen your ability to show kindness without becoming overwhelmed. If you've chosen a situation where the difficulties are too intense, you may want to put that one to one side for another time and choose again. Reflect on how this person or animal, like yourself, wants to find happiness and wants to be free from problems. Fill your mind with the wish for them to be happy. By quietly repeating the same four phrases. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. Visualize that person or animal becoming free of all their problems and experiencing limitless peace, good health, and happiness. You can generate a strong wish that they can find strength and peace of mind despite all the problems that they're experiencing. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. Take a moment to observe. How does this make you feel? Each time we repeat these simple phrases, we are deepening our capacity to show kindness to ourselves and to others. As we become more familiar with them, we may find they can calm us and give us strength all day long. For example, we can repeat them under our breath in the middle of everyday activities, such as waiting in line at the supermarket. They can prove particularly powerful when we see someone who's in pain and we don't know what else we can do to help. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. Silently whispering these phrases of kindness can bring about a surprising connection, even with someone we've never met before. The power of kindness can never be underestimated. As His Holiness the Dalai Lama says, "My religion is simple. My religion is kindness." Take a few moments now to think over the next 24 hours, week, month. You can be kind to yourself and to others. How can you develop that habit of kindness to yourself and to others? May the practice of kindness enrich your life and the lives of the beings around you. Finally, let's dedicate the positive energy and increased understanding from this practice to all those who are ill, mentally and physically. May they have good health. To all those who are hungry or thirsty, may they have food and drink. To all those who are being harmed by violence, war or conflict, may they be at peace. To those who don't have a home, may they be comfortable and safe. To those who are challenged with loneliness, disharmony or financial pressure, to end their worries and increase their happiness. How wonderful it would be if everyone listening to this, everyone in this town, city, state, country, and the entire world were to reach their full potential.